Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Just into the chat room from guest 428, which this is good info. At a Pennsylvania school, 20 students wounded in multiple stabbings at a Pennsylvania high school. 20 students were wounded, 4 seriously, during a stabbing spree at a high school near Pittsburgh, and one person is in custody early Wednesday. Coming from Dan Stevens, a spokeswoman named Dan. Okay. She told Fox News that the male suspect in custody following the incident at Franklin Regional High School in Maryville, roughly 15 miles east of Pittsburgh. It is unclear if the suspect and the victims are students, adults, or a mix. 4 of the victims were taken to area hospitals via helicopter. Those injured were between 14 and 17 years old, Stevens said, adding that not all of them were stabbed or slashed with a knife. Okay, how were they injured? Person may have run through the school slashing or puncturing students with a knife or other sharp object, according to early reports cited by the Associated Press. One witness told KDKA.com that the stabbing took place in the science wing of the school. Parent of a student at the school said his daughter pulled a fire alarm during the incident. She reported to me it was a 10th grade student, said Tim Graham. School officials did not immediately return messages seeking comment. Parents have been notified and may pick up their children at the school. A message on the school district's website reads, "A critical incident has occurred at the high school. All elementary schools are canceled. The middle school and high school students are secure. Additional information will be released as soon as possible. Please keep our campus clear of traffic." Reese Jackson, president and CEO of Forbes Regional Hospital in Monroeville, told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that one of the victims may have saved the life of another. A surgeon came out and congratulated one of the victims by saying she had saved the person's life by applying pressure to the person's wound. Huh. It's not just guns. Anything in the wrong hands is a bad thing. But a gun in the hands of a good person is always a good thing. And here's the story of a good person with a gun. Her name is Deborah Hughes. And she is out of Detroit. She's a retired nurse. And recently she observed a 10-year-old boy who got hit by the pickup of a gentleman named Stephen Utosh last week. The incident started about 4:10 p.m. when Utosh, a tree trimmer, accidentally struck 10-year-old David Harris near Morang and McKinney. Hughes, who lives across the street, saw the events unfold quickly. "I looked out the window and saw that the boy had been hit, so I threw on my coat and ran out there," said Hughes, who was retired from the St. James Nursing Center. in Detroit. She also made sure to pack her 38 caliber pistol. You have to carry a gun around here. This neighborhood is terrible. I don't walk around without my gun. I saw the boy all by himself. His father was in the store. He came out and I told him, I'm a nurse. Don't touch him. Let him lay there. The baby was crying so hard and I talked to him and tried to calm him down. About this time, I saw Utosh get out of his truck. He came running up saying, oh, my God, tell me he's all right. Please tell me he's all right. He was hysterical. The crowd that had gathered suddenly attacked Utosh. He was screaming and they were beating him and kicking him. Although police on Monday said that they're expanding their investigation to include the possibility that the attack was a hate crime, Hughes said she didn't see anything to suggest that. I didn't hear anything racial, but it's hard to tell everything that was being said because people were all yelling at the same time. I heard some people were screaming, you hit my cousin and you hit my nephew, but I didn't hear anyone say you white so-and-so or anything like that. Hughes ran towards the mob to try to intervene. She said, please don't hit him anymore, and they backed up. Everybody cleared the way and gave me my room to work on him. Nobody cussed me. They didn't attack me. They just let me know what I needed to do. I massaged his neck and got his circulation going. He woke up and started swinging and kicking. By this time, the EMS came, and me and the EMS driver tied him down and put him in the ambulance. University of Detroit Mercy Criminal Justice Professor Mike Witkowski says it doesn't take much to ignite a crowd or de-escalate a violent situation. All it takes is one person to say, get him, and a few follow along, and then there's a belief that the rest of the crowd, in the rest of the crowd, that it's their duty to participate and exact revenge for some perceived injustice or perceived wrong, according to Witkowski. In situations like this, you need someone to act as a peacemaker. For something like this to occur, you need a suitable victim, motivated offenders, and an absence of guardianship where there's no one around to intervene. Luckily, this woman was there to act as a guardian in that triangle, and she's quite possibly saved his life. She did not pull a gun, and she does not think she's a hero. She's just saying that she had to do, you know, you got to do the right thing. Now, I didn't mean to gloss over it. I just sort of segued into the good person with a gun thing. In the chat room, they're saying that they're wondering out loud, or in chat rather, whether or not the media is going to 24/7 this stabbing in Pennsylvania. And that's good to wonder. That's really good to wonder, because I don't think they will. I don't think they will. And those students, it's luck that none of them are dead. And four of them are critical, and we'll see if they manage to make it through. I certainly hope they do. But right now, who do you think is going to respond to this? It's not going to be the anti-gun crowd, because they're anti-gun. The pro-gun crowd, you know what we are? We're anti-violence. And as more details become available and everything, we find out what's what, who's who, I'm sure that we're going to pay special attention to this. But at the same time, this is another gun-free zone where, here's the thing. Somebody that is going to do damage, if you deny them a handgun, they'll go to a long gun. If you deny them a long gun, they'll go to a knife. If you deny them a knife, they'll go to a stick. They'll do their violence one way or the other. With the most, you know, if they can find a weapon available that they can use, denied all other weapons, they're going to use the one they can find. They're going to use the one they can find. You can't ban guns and make that go away. You can't ban knives and make that go away. That genie is out of the bottle. There is no snap of the fingers available in the English-speaking world today that makes all guns go poof. If you're going to go that route and make that claim and make that call, you are living in the dangerous illusion. Somehow or other, this pilgrim managed to stab 20 kids before they could be stopped. You can't keep that kind of thing from happening. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back in the chat room. They're having a good time with the with the knife prohibition that most surely is going to pass now because of this action taken at the Pennsylvania High School. Last week, a year after the passage of the poorly drafted gun control in Connecticut, Connecticut Against Gun Violence issued a press release celebrating the anniversary and deriding gun owners for continuing to call for repeal of the law. Their press release read, "Last April, following the senseless slaughter of 20 children and 6 educators, at Sandy Hook, the Connecticut General Assembly took a courageous action, It voted yes in a bipartisan effort to strengthen the state's gun laws with common sense measures to make our community safer. It did so while respecting Second Amendment rights, as confirmed by a federal court decision upholding the constitutionality of the law. Nonetheless, gun rights activists are holding a rally at the Capitol on April 5th to protest the law. They are demanding that the law, which they call one of the most unconstitutional gun laws in the nation, which in fact it is, be enforced or repealed, warning that a state provoked chaos and violence will be required to enforce anti-gun laws. A coalition of state, now here's where they make a little Freudian slip. A coalition of state gun rights prevention groups will be holding a press conference on Thursday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. on the state capitol floor, or state capitol third floor, old judiciary room. The reference to the law supporters as a coalition of gun rights prevention groups drew a whole lot of notice, and a correction went out over the wire, changing the wording to a coalition of state gun violence prevention groups. You know, in Connecticut, this has been a year of political turmoil. You've got a very steady migration of firearms companies out of hostile states to their product. And you've got massive defiance over this new gun law. You got to sort of wonder if a little bit of honesty had not peeked through in that particular instance. Ultimately, prohibitionists and restrictionists inherently want to stop us from doing something. If you truly believe that people have a right to be free, to act as long as they don't harm others, then you better believe that some rights are being prevented, and they know it. They know it. It's time to call Ed Peruta again, I swear. I got to call him today. Got to call him today. Got to have him on here. Just to talk about that. That little Freudian slip is very telling. Very telling. Now, there's this company out there. I've got one of my own. I'm really into the GoPro camera, and I'm going to be doing some YouTube videos with a bunch of different cameras. As soon as I get the last bit of my equipment. And one part of that's going to be one of those remote control drones that you can mount the GoPro to. Now, I'm not going to fly it around town. I'm not going to fly it looking in windows. I'm going to fly it on gun ranges. And that's it. Recently, there was a company out there that wanted to fly beer to a bunch of, they had a frozen lake. And they were going to get their GPS coordinates, and if somebody wanted to buy beer at their ice fishing hut, they were going to fly it out there with a drone. And the FCC stepped in and said, you can't do that. Amazon has talked about doing that. And they always get stepped on by the FCC. The drones that are used recreationally or even professionally by companies that would seek to give you better service do not bother me that much. First of all, they're about the size of a large pizza in circumference. They're very, you know, if you can stick your hand into the props and it just stops spinning, it's not going to chop your hand off. They're made of plastic, you know. They don't have to have cameras on them, although you can mount cameras on them. But inevitably, all civilian use seems to get stopped on that. That doesn't keep law enforcement from using them. Yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder admitted Tuesday that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was in the process of looking at the use of domestic drones. Representative Ted Poe of Texas questioned Holder during a House Judiciary hearing, asking the Attorney General if he believed that Federal Aviation Administration or Congress should regulate the drone use. Would you think that it would be better that Congress intervene and employ legislation safeguarding the Fourth Amendment, right of privacy basically on citizens, or do you suggest, as Attorney General, that the FAA still control who gets a drone or not? While he didn't specifically address the question from Representative Poe, he sort of revealed some details of the use of drones at the Justice Department. Within the department, the only component that uses these vehicles at this point is the FBI. The ATF is in the process of working through the rules and regulations that would handle the use of knives and or vehicles. The Justice Department has spent nearly $5 million on drones since 2004, according to the Inspector General. The ATF has already spent $600,000 exploring the use of drones to support their operations. Don't know. Don't know too much about how they're going to use them. And they're not talking about the kind of drone that I would employ. They're talking about a Predator type, the kind the military employs. Oh, gosh, you just can't. Eric Holder, he is the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. Now, Battle Comp Lock and Load promo. There are 18 left now. 18 of those. I want them all to go. I want you, the listeners, to have them on your guns. Here's how you get involved in it. Go to the Brian Terry Foundation, make a $100 tax-deductible donation. Email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com with your receipt and your address and what kind of battle comp you want. I forward that to Battle Comp. John at Battle Comp gets that. He gets you the battle comp that you want with the Lock and Load logo, which is only going to be 25 of these out there in the wild. All of you that have already done that, he just got the first six back in that have been ordered. Because they had to make a change. They had to take the Battle Comp logo and discard that in favor of the Lock and Load logo. They are going to be coming. And you can get a piece of kit that's going to change the very dynamic of the way your weapon handles. And, it's going to be a very good thing. A very, very good thing. I have them on every gun I've got. They come as a standard part of the LVOA from Warsport, which is the gun I just got that I still haven't fired yet. I really need to change that. After I broke part of my hand moving the gun safe around, that's been put on the back burner, but that is part and parcel of how that recoil impulse is reduced. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source
fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going to the phones, let's go to Den in Idaho. Yes.
Hey, I consider you my gun guru since I listen to you almost every single morning.
Well, thank
the weekday.
You.
Hey, no problem. And actually, you've gotten me more into the gun culture without the apprehension that I had before. So about a year ago, I picked up my first gun. It's a Beretta Model 420. I'm having a really hard time. The Beretta 420, the Panther.
Okay.
So I can't find any extra magazines.
You've done an internet search for those?
I have tried. I tried calling Beretta. I tried Triple K magazine. I'm out of resources.
Have you tried Midway USA?
No, I have not.
Midway USA seems to have a lot of magazines for a lot of things. There's a couple of guns that I would actually like to own that are no longer made, like the Ruger P90.
Right.
Or the Smith & Wesson 4506, which are both 45s. Having those without, it's the same issue you're running into. A semi-automatic gun without replacement magazines is, after you fire the first magazine, a paperweight?
Pretty much. You can throw it out and it'll hurt them.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you choose that particular gun?
Well, I really didn't choose it. It was kind of dropped into my lap. A little old lady had it, and it was in really good condition and was really affordable. So I probably paid about $150 for a $400 antique collectible gun.
So it's an antique.
Well, it's a 1958. It's a rearmored, version of the 1930 model 420.
Okay, okay, that explains why I've never heard of the Beretta Panther.
Yeah, it's really obscure. I mean, it's the 22s are more common, the Bobcats and stuff,
right?
Than the 25 is. So, and then
okay.
This is a rearmament from the 1930s, but the magazines from the 1919 will also fit in it.
Now, does this have a pop-up barrel?
It will slide out and pop up, but it's okay. Not. You're supposed to just cap it out. It's
right, I understand.
And, yeah.
I understand.
Yes.
Is this a gun that you think about carrying as a self-defense piece?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's 25 caliber?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make some suggestions to you, okay? Are you absolutely in love with this gun? This is it. This is what you want to have. Is it better for you budget-wise that this is the gun you run?
I'm pretty good with it, too. So, I mean, I don't want to switch over to something right now. Financially, I can't afford it. And I've been stocking up, you know, a little bit here and there to get stuff for it. But this is the one thing I've been having a problem with.
Magazines.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll tell you about any handgun, okay? And the fundamental truth continues down as you go down in caliber, which 25 is a pretty small caliber.
Right.
A handgun bullet, with the possible exception of some of these absolute gigantic hand cannons that Smith & Wesson makes in a revolver format like the 500 Magnum, your run-of-the-mill self-defense handgun calibers, your 9mm, your 40, your 45, these are, at best, they will kill somebody, but they may not stop somebody. And what I mean by that is there's lots of times when somebody's attacking somebody and they get shot with one of these things, take it right in the pump, right in the heart.
Yeah.
And they manage to pop off some shots. They get in their car. They drive off. They find them 2 miles down the road dead.
Right.
Before he dies, he's able to shoot back at you and try to get away.
Right.
About 11 years ago, when I consciously made the decision to start carrying a gun, what precipitated that was a guy had gone to rob a store a half a block away from me, and he decided to take a screwdriver to a gunfight. And he stabbed the store owner in the shoulder, and the store owner put two in his lungs. And I'm just sitting in my house. This guy managed with two rounds in his lungs to get in his car, execute a left turn, and come down my street. Now, about 50 meters from where my house was on the street, at that point, he was giving it up. I mean, he passed out. He ran up on this little low concrete cinder block retaining wall and took out a mailbox and then careened across the street and hit a house in the foundation part of it. I hear all this. I'm like, what just happened outside of my door? And I look down and I see brake lights on a car that is resting now against the house. I think the guy's probably drunk. I call an ambulance. I run out there. I open the door. I say, hey, man, don't worry. I got an ambulance on the way. And then I looked at his sweatshirt. And that's the most recent sucking chest wound I've seen. The only one I've seen post-military. I saw the bubbly blood coming out of one of the entrance wounds. And I very quietly closed the door. And I made another 911 call. This guy is a shooting victim. He's been shot. And then I stuck my Glock 22 in my back pocket. But I actually opened the door on an assailant who had been defended against. I'm being told in the chat room that maybe you should check out gunbroker.com.
I tried that.
You tried that?
Yeah, I tried them. And then Ranger Joe's too.
See, the problem is going to be because of the kind of gun it is. That's
right.
Not a red. A 25 caliber is a backup pistol.
Yeah.
So the point I was bringing up, though, is that guy was shot twice with a 38 special.
Wow.
Which a lot of people carried for a long time. He still managed to walk out of the store, get in his car, crank his car, back his car up, turn right, go down to the street, turn left, and then about that time, everything was going sideways for him. So that your capability of stopping somebody goes down exponentially with the caliber you're carrying based upon that.
Even with excellent shot placement.
Even with excellent shot placement. There are no handgun rounds that are going to knock somebody off their feet. Shotgun will.
Yeah.
Okay. Shotgun will do that. Handguns, if you have to fire a handgun more than five times, you need to be moving to a long gun. If you
understood.
Have to hit somebody more than five times, you need to be moving to a long gun.
Yes.
So, I would, I know you like it. I hear that you like it and everything else. There are, you know, I would look at armslist.com. I've used armslist. Good call at 934. You've already checked GunBroker. I would check Midway USA. The problem is going to be that this is a older firearm, and all of these companies that make accessories for things like this are going to be looking at the modern handgun.
Right.
And yeah, there are modern handguns that can be had quite inexpensively. Quite inexpensively.
Yeah.
Look around wherever you are.
Yeah.
I mean, a 380 is much better than a 25.
That's what I was looking into next as my next piece.
There's several very good ones of those. Glock has come out with one called the Glock Model 42, I believe it is.
Well, the problem with the bigger, the Glocks and the 9 mils and stuff is I've got a crippled wrist that takes a lot of impact damage when something jars it. So I've got to go with something with a low recoil and it's not real heavy. That's why I kind of picked up the smaller one.
Is that both
one.
Wrists?
That's just the right wrist. I can't shoot with the darn with the left.
Well, let me. I just got a new handgun that I haven't shot yet. And then this past weekend, when I was moving a gun safe around, I crushed one of my fingers on my right hand, so I can't two-handed hold a handgun. You going right-handed? So I've started working with my grip left-handed with two hands, and I'm finding that I'm actually steadier with the left hand.
That's incredible.
If you were to go take a self-defense class, a defensive pistol class, with the gun you've got,
right,
with your bad wrist, they're going to make you shoot weak hand because self-defense is all about getting out of your comfort zone.
Right. In fact,
The Ruger LCP is an excellent weapon.
And I've seen a lot of those, too.
It's an excellent weapon. You can hide it. It's a modern weapon. You can get all the spare magazines you want. You can wear them on a bandolier around your body if you want to.
Well, thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
I think I got a lot of useful knowledge for today.
Well, if you say so.
Well, you know, you present the options a little bit better than most people I talk to because you've had the experience. And then you talk to a lot of people who have had experience. So that's why you're the gun guru.
I'll tell you what, another good one to look at is the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380. It comes with a laser sight built into it. You just pull it out and they don't know what caliber you got. They just see that laser dot on your chest.
Oh, you're getting me excited.
There you go. You stay safe and let me know how that comes out. Thanks for the
okay,
call.
Bill.
Last time, I give it up to RBN. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. As we get ready to go away on Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That call from Dan got me to thinking, I need to find somebody out there that specializes in training people to overcome physical problems they may have with their body. I've seen a few in my time. I was right up on top of some older gentleman. And he had arthritis in his hands, and a problem he was having, one, he had way too big a caliber. He was trying to fire 40, which is pretty snappy on its best day. It's more snappy than 10 millimeter. The other thing was that what was happening with the gun is that he would pull the trigger and the gun would actually twist in his grip to the left, which meant that he was coming down too hard on one side because muzzle flip is normally going to be up. And if you're shooting one-handed, if you shoot with your right hand, it's going to go up and left. If you're shooting with your left hand, it's going to go up and right. So I have looked at that, and I really need to do something along the lines of that dilemma. I myself have something right now in my hands called trigger finger, which is not – it's painful. It hasn't robbed me of too much motion, but very painful. My left index finger and my right ring finger. Then, of course, I broke the finger on the side right next to the ring finger that has the trigger finger on it, and that means I'm enjoying the pain smorgasbord right now as we speak. But I need to look into that. I need to look into that. From time to time, I have been approached asking about these things, and sometimes it's just sort of instinctive. If you've got a disability of some sort, you look to where you can position things in a certain place to make that easier to work with. I've been asked by a gentleman on crutches who liked to carry in the 4 o'clock position, which is a little bit behind on your hip, on your right side hip. But he was on crutches and he had really bad arthritis and couldn't reach back that far. So I suggested he go to appendix carry. That was a pretty easy lift. Now, when you get out there and you start talking about dealing with recoil, where a 9 millimeter might cause you pain, then there's got to be some sort of a, you got to make some sort of a shift in the normal way of thinking. And I need to find an instructor. Maybe Jaeger does it. I don't know. I don't know if Costa does it. I need to find an instructor that specializes in that, though. Have him on the show and talk about the different things that you can get by. That's right. Trigger finger should not be confused with gold finger. Magnum was the caller that asked about the delivery date on the battle comps. Was that Den or was that another caller? He'll tell me in a minute. Yeah, I've had Pincus on the show. Maybe Rob Pincus knows how to train disabled people. It was another caller. The battle comps, I know that 6 of them have been assembled. He's going to take a picture of them. They're getting ready to ship out right now. The slowdown has been in the ramp up to actually putting the vector file of my logo on them, which for some reason that was a big deal with battle comp. They wanted to do that. They wanted to do that because I'm helping them raise money for the Brian Terry Foundation. So they are getting ready to ship now that they've got everything smoothed out. The preceding next 18 will go out faster than the first 6 or 7, but they are on their way. I have no doubt about that. The common sense language of gun control. One of the things that the low info voter is very susceptible to is semantics. Words have more power than just about anything. Words can get you married. They can get you thrown out of bars. They can get you elected to political office. Words also have the power to change a discussion to a completely different topic. In fact, words, you can look at an example of what words have done to the pro-choice, pro-life discussion. If an extraterrestrial NSA analyst was listening to that debate, they might assume that the argument was over whether women have the right to buy Flintstone vitamins, since the language speaks more to health care than pregnancy and abortion issues. And you don't have to look very far to see what kind of impact words have on the gun debate. Now, coming from Bob Owens at Bearing Arms is the Underground Particle Literacy Accelerator Laboratory, located in an underground complex in the foothills of South Dakota. And he has completed an analysis of words and their impact in the gun debate. He believes that the phrase common sense gun laws may be the most dangerous of them all. Using the phrase common sense is a preemptive nuclear strike. When you throw it out in the war of words, you're immediately claiming the high ground and establishing your position as a given. It's up to the opposing party to knock you off. You can preface the most ridiculous argument with common sense and win virtually any debate. We should consider common sense solutions to America's weight problem by doing things like banning large Cokes, We should think about common sense solutions to fairness and reported by putting Piers Morgan in charge of the FCC. We should pursue common sense solutions to population control by deporting everyone who likes turnips. Part of the reason that common sense is so dangerous is it sounds so disarming. So how do you fight common sense? How do you overcome being the guy resisting the warm and fuzzy argument that's based on common sense? In the southeastern part of the United States, there is the bless your heart attack. contrary to the whole setup of using words in a way, bless your heart has absolutely nothing to do with words. It has everything to do with demeanor, facial expression, and a voice dripping with high fructose corn syrup. Delivered correctly, bless your heart delivers 25 megatons of nuclear insult to your target. Said to someone with the correct technique, it translates loosely as you're a tiresome lout and have the IQ of a can of spackle. So here's a lesson. When somebody tells you about common sense gun laws, give them your best politician smile and ask them to help you understand how exactly it represents common sense. As an example, you have to forgive me. I haven't had my coffee yet today. How is that common sense exactly? One of two things will happen. They'll either start parroting a talking point. You'll expose them for doing so. Second, if your opponent has any knowledge of the subject matter at all, you have deflected the common sense preemptive strike and started an actual discussion, at which point victory is assured for you. But what is the final conclusion? Well, the final conclusion is that guns don't kill people. Words kill people. That's simply common sense. Some of the other words they use, by the way, are rape whistle, let me be clear, Wild West, for the children, health care issue, gun safety, gun crime, muskets, assault weapon, streets running with blood, 90% of Americans. But by far the biggest one out of that pie chart is going to be common sense gun law. Oh, gosh. Semantics. It'll kill you every time. It'll kill you every time. We're going to do this again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this very, very carefully. It's never been about gun control. Not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.